Kat.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kat.
It's good to talk to you.
Very well, thank you.
Tell everybody your name, because I don't want to mispronounce your name.
Sawat Chadha.
I love it. And you're the author of Devil's Kiss, and that was in 2009, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, tell me about your new book. And it's a new part of the series.
Right. So City of the Plague God is part of the Rick Riordan Presents imprint. And so what Rick's been doing is he's been giving authors a chance to bring mythologies and characters from diverse non-European backgrounds into the mainstream. So I've been really, really fortunate that I've had a chance to get involved. And City of the Plague God comes out today. It features Sheikh Aziz, a 13-year-old Muslim kid born and raised in New York, who works in his parents' deli, and everything seems to be fine and normal until a couple of demons burst in, demanding he return a treasure that they believe his brother Muhammad stole from their master Nurgle, the Mesopotamian god of plagues. And so it's been really, really great fun writing about it. It's been great fun researching it, and I'm just terribly excited it's now finally hitting the shelves.
Well, congratulations. Now, tell me about how your writing depicts the world from both East and West. How do you integrate the best of your Muslim heritage?
I was born and brought up a Muslim, but I was also born and brought up a Londoner. And so for me, I've always grown up with these influences hand in hand. So my heroes were just as much, they were Jason the Argonauts or King Arthur as they were Sinbad and Aladdin. And then likewise, Richard the Lionheart is as big a hero as Saladin. And so I never felt that there was that conflict between East and West, because it wasn't me. I'd grown up believing that both were my heritage. I didn't have to pick one or the other. I could actually have I could have both of them. And it's been something that I'm really fascinated in history, and you realize that there is so much overlap and there's so much commonality that I think sometimes gets missed or forgotten or neglected because of the drama of conflict probably is more exciting. And so I've always felt that there should be a really great opportunity to write about characters that are integrated in both Eastern and Western culture. And City of the Plague God is my chance to really, really put that into practice. And so Sheikh, even though his parents are from Iraq, even though he's been born and brought up a Muslim, he's 110% a New Yorker. I mean, New York's a perfect, it's an immigrant city. Everybody is from somewhere else. So it suits him down to the ground, which is one of the main reasons I want to set the story there.
I think that is amazing. And I love this. I want to share this with our listeners that, I mean, you love these over-the-top adventure stories. But before that, you had a 20-year career in engineering. So how was it for you that you decided to make that swap from engineering into writing?
I think I've been an engineer for about 15 years. And I realized I didn't want to stay in engineering forever and ever and ever. And so my wife and I had that conversation. Well, if you could do anything, what would it be? And like, I want to be a writer. It's as simple as that. And so for the next 5 years, during the day I was engineering, during the evening I was like knocking out 1,000-2,000 words evening out. And honestly, Kat, it was like so much fun. The novelty never wore off. And I think I wrote about 4 books before I finally managed to get published. Right. And what's been brilliant is, even though I've been published now since 2009, novelty still doesn't wear off. Every book seems fresh and exciting, chance to explore strange new worlds, bring in new characters, have adventures all over again.
I think that is fabulous to be able to do what you love and to bring joy to others. Now, you have some recommendations for other books and resources for kids who read this book and want to read more?
Yes, absolutely. I want to take this two ways, actually.
Okay.
Right. Because Mesopotamia is not particularly well known, there's not that many books tailored for children. They're all slightly academic. So if you're feeling bold enough, anything by Stephanie Daly or by Andrew George are well worth having a go at. However, there's amazing YouTube resources. There's a group called Digital Harambabi that do YouTube shows on Mesopotamia, on mythology, on learning cuneiform, learning how to count in ancient Mesopotamian. So I would actually suggest place to go is YouTube and explore around there. There's fantastic stuff out there. And of course, you get the whole visuals and it's really, really live and exciting.
So what's next? Are you already writing your next book or have you already written it?
Yeah. I started off writing darker YA urban fantasy, so I've gone back to that. Uh-huh. I've got working on a trilogy, The Templar's Daughter and The Templar's Witch already Ooh. Out. I'm just putting the final touches on Templar's Curse that comes out in Feb. But I'm, of course, really hoping that City of the Plague God does well, finds an audience, because I have plans for a sequel. The book stands alone, but it'd be really, really exciting to explore more of that world and more of that mythology.
Well, I thank you so much. I love talking to you. How can we follow you on social networking and follow your works and find out more about City of the Plague God?
The best thing is to dig me up on Twitter. So that's okay. Sarwat Chadda, S-A-R-W-A-T, C-H-A-D-D-A, and stick a .com at the end of that, and that's my website.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to see what's next and to catch up, and I've got to read this book.
Brilliant. Thank you for having me, Kat.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.